Well, Bud Light says it's come up what it calls, quote, impossible beer with zero carbs. It's called Bud Light Next. Brooke DePalma is here with details in Brooke's Bites. And Brooke, this is the first ever no-carb beer across brands just in time for the Super Bowl.
Karina, this is the consumer news that you need to know today. If you're going to know anything, this is it. Bud Light Next is set to hit shelves on February 7th ahead of Super Bowl 56. Now, this is a big deal for the beer brand. It took 10 years to develop this beer, the Bud Light Next. And I had a chance to speak to Andy Goeler, who's Bud Light Vice President of Marketing, who said, quote, there's been enough advancements in brewing technology here that it just recently enabled us to do this. It really is the impossible beer, a zero carb beer. Now, I do want to take a closer look at the stats of this beer, which Andy told Yahoo Finance is more similar to that of a hard seltzer, but not quite a lager beer. So it has 80 calories and is 4% alcohol. Now, if you want to take that and compare it to traditional Bud Light and lager beer, the amount of carbs in a Bud Light is typically 6 grams, where a lager beer is typically 10 to 13 grams. And of course, this Bud Light Next is 0 grams. Now, without further ado, I do have it here. I do want to give you guys a look at this can. It is a pretty attractive can. It's bright. It's not too colorful, but it's certainly something that catches your eye when you see it. And I do want to give it a try. Now, it says on this can, a super crisp light beer. So you can hear that sizzle when you crack it open. Oh. It's steaming a little bit. It's quite cold.
I want to know if they call it impossible because it's impossibly good or bad.
It doesn't taste like much. It has a light, similar to that of a hard seltzer kind of taste. It has a citrusy taste at the end. So when you're first getting it, it tastes like that of a seltzer, but it has a bit of a crisp citrusy taste at the end. It's not too bad though. And keep in mind, this is for 21 plus consumers, essentially for the next generation, those that like those hard seltzers to drink perhaps at the next football game or the summer season.
Well, of course, I know it's hard to think about it now when we're freezing here in New York City, but they also have an NFT project to go along with this. Quickly tell us about that.
That's right, Alexis. So similar to this, they believe that NFTs are really revolutionizing the way we think about technology ownership. Those NFTs are part of the Next 3 collection. Instead of the E here, there's a 3 signifying Web 3. Those will become available on February 6th for $399 per token. Now, there will be a 12,722 signifying today the launch of Bud Light Next. And so they're hoping that similar to other NFT projects that the Budweiser brand has launched, that they will see success in that as well. So cheers to you guys.
All right, Brooke DePalma, thanks for the taste test. What will they think of next? All right, we'll have more Yahoo Finance Live to come after this.